Mahakamavibhanga Sutta, The Analysis of Acts, translated by Rupert Gethin. This is what I have heard. Once the Blessed One was staying at Rajagaha, in the squirrel's feeding ground, in the bamboo grove. At that time, the Venerable Samiddhi was living in a forest hut. Now the wanderer, Pataliputta, who was on the move, walking and roaming about, approached the Venerable Samiddhi. Having approached, he saluted him respectfully, exchanging pleasing and polite words with him, before sitting down to one side. Once seated, he said to the Venerable Samiddhi, "I have heard this directly from the ascetic Gotama. I have learned this directly from him. Acts of the body are futile. Acts of speech are futile. Acts of the mind are alone real. And also that there is an attainment in which a person who attains it experiences nothing. Don't speak in this way, friend Pataliputta. Don't speak in this way. Don't misrepresent the Blessed One. It is not good to misrepresent the Blessed One. Certainly he wouldn't say that acts of the body and speech are futile, and that acts of the mind are alone real. And in fact there is an attainment in which a person who attains it experiences nothing. How long is it since you went forth, friend Samiddhi?"
"Not long. 3 years."
"Now why should we speak to the senior monks when a junior monk thinks his teacher can be defended in this way? Samiddhi, when one performs an act intentionally, by body, speech or mind, what does one experience?" "When one performs an act intentionally, by body, speech or mind, one experiences pain." Thereupon the wanderer, Pataliputta, neither agreed nor disagreed with the Venerable Samiti's words, but simply got up from his seat and went away. Not long after Pataliputta had left, the Venerable Samiddhi approached the Venerable Ananda. Having approached, he saluted him respectfully, exchanging pleasing and polite words with him before sitting down to one side. Once seated, the Venerable Samiddhi told the Venerable Ananda in full of the discussion he had had with the wanderer Pataliputta. When he had finished, the Venerable Ananda said, "Friend Samiddhi, the subject raised in your conversation is a reason for visiting the Blessed One. Come, friend Samiddhi, let us approach the Blessed One. Having approached him, we should tell him about this, and then we can remember how he explains the matter." "Yes, friend," replied the Venerable Samiddhi to the Venerable Ananda. Then the Venerable Samiddhi and the Venerable Ananda approached the Blessed One. Having approached, they sat down to one side. Once seated, the Venerable Ananda told the Blessed One in full of the discussion the Venerable Samiddhi had had with the wanderer Pataliputta. When Ananda had finished, the Blessed One said, "Certainly, I do not remember meeting the wanderer Pataliputta. So how could such a conversation between us have taken place? But this confused person Samiddhi has responded to the wanderer Pataliputta's question categorically, when it should have been answered after analysis." At this, the Venerable Udayin said to the Blessed One, "But perhaps the Venerable Samiddhi said what he did with reference to the fact that whatever is experienced counts as pain. See, Ananda, how this confused person Udayan has jumped to a conclusion? I knew just now that he was trying to come up with something, and that he would come up with the wrong idea." From the start, the wanderer Pataliputta was asking about the three feelings. If this confused Samiddhi had explained to the wanderer Pataliputta as follows,
when he had been asked this question, that when one performs an act intentionally by body, speech, or mind that is to be experienced as pleasure, one experiences pleasure. When one performs an act intentionally by body, speech, or mind that is to be experienced as pain, one experiences pain. When one performs an act intentionally by body, speech, or mind that is to be experienced as neither pleasure nor pain, one experiences neither pleasure nor pain. Then this confused Samiti would have explained the matter correctly. And yet which of these childish and foolish followers of another school would understand the Tathagata's full analysis of action? But what if you, Ananda, were to listen to the Tathagata as he sets out the full analysis of action? It is the time for this, Blessed One. It is the time for this, Happy One. Time for the Blessed One to set out the full analysis of action. What the monks hear from the Blessed One, they will remember. Then listen, Ananda. Pay careful attention to what I shall say. Yes, sir, replied Ananda to the Blessed One. This is what the Blessed One said. These four kinds of person are found in the world. Which four? Here in this life, some person harms living creatures, takes what is not given, behaves improperly sexually, says what is untrue, talks maliciously and unkindly, chatters idly, is greedy, hateful, and has mistaken views. At the breaking up of the body, after death, he is reborn in a state of misfortune, an unhappy destiny, a state of affliction, hell. Another person harms living creatures, takes what is not given, behaves improperly sexually, says what is untrue, talks maliciously and unkindly, chatters idly, is greedy, hateful, and has mistaken views. At the breaking up of the body after death, he is reborn in a happy destiny, a heaven world. Another person refrains from harming living creatures, taking what is not given, behaving improperly sexually, saying what is untrue, talking maliciously and unkindly, chattering idly, is not greedy nor hateful, and has right views. At the breaking up of the body after death, he is reborn in a happy destiny, a heaven world. Another person refrains from harming living creatures, taking what is not given, behaving improperly sexually, saying what is untrue, talking maliciously and unkindly, chattering idly, is not greedy nor hateful, and has right views. At the breaking up of the body, after death, he is reborn in a state of misfortune, an unhappy destiny, a state of affliction, hell. Then some ascetic or Brahman, as a consequence of his energy, application, practice, and attentiveness, as a consequence of properly directing his attention, reaches that state of concentration where, with his mind concentrated, he sees with the godlike vision, purified and surpassing that of men, some person who here in this life harmed living creatures, took what is not given, behaved improperly sexually, spoke what is untrue, talked maliciously and unkindly, chattered idly, was greedy, hateful, and had mistaken views. And he sees that at the breaking up of the body after death, that person has been reborn in a state of misfortune, an unhappy destiny, a state of affliction, hell. And that ascetic or Brahman speaks as follows. Bad actions certainly do exist. Bad conduct has its result. Indeed, I have seen that person who here in this life harmed living creatures, took what is not given, behaved improperly sexually, spoke what is untrue, talked maliciously, and had mistaken views. And I have seen that at the breaking up of the body, after death, that person was reborn in a state of misfortune, an unhappy destiny, a state of affliction, hell. He speaks as follows. Everyone who here in this life harms living creatures, takes what is not given, and has mistaken views, at the breaking up of the body after death, will be reborn in a state of misfortune, an unhappy destiny, a state of affliction, hell. Those whose understanding is like this understand correctly. Those whose understanding is different have a mistaken understanding. In this way, he obstinately holds to and insists on just what he has known, seen, and experienced himself, claiming that this alone is the truth. The rest is useless. But some other ascetic or Brahman, as a consequence of his energy, application, practice, and attentiveness, as a consequence of properly directing his attention, reaches that state of concentration where, with his mind concentrated, he sees with the godlike vision, purified and surpassing that of men, some person who here in this life harmed living creatures, took what is not given, and had mistaken views. And he sees that at the breaking up of the body, after death, that person has been reborn in a happy destiny, a heaven world. And that ascetic or Brahman speaks as follows. Bad actions certainly do not exist. Bad conduct has no result. Indeed, I have seen that person who here in this life harmed living creatures, took what is not given, and had mistaken views, and I have seen that at the breaking up of the body after death, that person was reborn in a happy destiny, a heaven world. He speaks as follows. Everyone who here in this life harms living creatures, takes what is not given, and has mistaken views, at the breaking up of the body after death, will be reborn in a happy destiny, a heaven world. Those whose understanding is like this understand correctly. Those whose understanding is different have a mistaken understanding. In this way, he obstinately holds to and insists on just what he has known, seen, and experienced himself, claiming that this alone is the truth. The rest is useless. Yet another ascetic or Brahman, as a consequence of his energy, application, practice, and attentiveness, as a consequence of properly directing his attention, reaches that state of concentration where, with his mind concentrated, he sees with the godlike vision, purified and surpassing that of men, some person who here in this life refrained from harming living creatures, taking what is not given, behaving improperly sexually, speaking what is untrue, talking maliciously and unkindly, chattering idly, who was not greedy, not hateful, and who had right views. And he sees that at the breaking up of the body, after death, that person has been reborn in a happy destiny, a heaven world. And that ascetic or Brahman speaks as follows. Beautiful actions certainly do exist. Good conduct has its result. Indeed, I have seen that person who here in this life refrained from harming living creatures, taking what is not given, and who had right views, and I have seen that at the breaking up of the body after death, that person was reborn in a happy destiny, a heaven world. He speaks as follows. Everyone who here in this life refrains from harming living creatures, taking what is not given, and has right views, at the breaking up of the body after death, will be reborn in a happy destiny, a heaven world. Those whose understanding is like this understand correctly. Those whose understanding is different have a mistaken understanding. In this way, he obstinately holds to and insists on just what he has known, seen, and experienced himself, claiming that this alone is the truth. The rest is useless. Yet another ascetic or Brahman, as a consequence of his energy, application, practice and attentiveness, as a consequence of properly directing his attention, reaches that state of concentration where, With his mind concentrated, he sees with the godlike vision, purified and surpassing that of men, some person who here in this life refrained from harming living creatures, taking what is not given, behaving improperly sexually, speaking what is untrue, talking maliciously and unkindly, chattering idly, who was not greedy, not hateful, and who had right views, and he sees that at the breaking up of the body after death, that person has been reborn in a state of misfortune, an unhappy destiny, a state of affliction, hell. And that ascetic or Brahman speaks as follows. Beautiful actions certainly do not exist. Good conduct has no result. Indeed, I have seen that person who here in this life refrained from harming living creatures, taking what is not given, and who had right views, and I have seen that at the breaking up of the body, after death, that person was reborn in a state of misfortune, an unhappy destiny, a state of affliction, hell. He speaks as follows. Everyone who here in this life refrains from harming living creatures, taking what is not given, and has right views, at the breaking up of the body after death, will be reborn in a state of misfortune, an unhappy destiny, a state of affliction, hell. Those whose understanding is like this understand correctly. Those whose understanding is different have a mistaken understanding. In this way, he obstinately holds to and insists on just what he has known, seen, and experienced himself, claiming that this alone is the truth, the rest is useless. With regard to this, Ananda, when an ascetic or Brahman says that bad actions certainly exist, that bad conduct has its result, I go along with him in this. When he also says that, indeed, he has seen some person who here in this life harmed living creatures, took what is not given, and had mistaken views, and he has seen that at the breaking up of the body after death, that person was reborn in a state of misfortune, an unhappy destiny, a state of affliction, hell, again, I go along with him in this. But when he says that everyone who here in this life harms living creatures, takes what is not given, and has mistaken views, at the breaking up of the body, after death, will be reborn in a state of misfortune, an unhappy destiny, a state of affliction, hell, I do not go along with him in this. And when he also says that those whose understanding is like this understand correctly, while those whose understanding is different have a mistaken understanding, again, I do not go along with him in this. And when he also obstinately holds to and insists on just what he has known, seen, and experienced himself, claiming that this alone is the truth, the rest useless, again, I do not go along with him in this. Why is this? Because, Ananda, the Tathagata's understanding of the full analysis of actions is otherwise. With regard to this, Ananda, when an ascetic or Brahman says that bad actions certainly do not exist, that bad conduct has no result, I do not go along with him in this. But when he says that, indeed, he has seen some person who here in this life harmed living creatures, took what is not given, and had mistaken views, and he has seen that at the breaking up of the body, after death, that person was reborn in a happy destiny, a heaven world, I do go along with him in this. But when he says that everyone who here in this life harms living creatures, takes what is not given, and has mistaken views, at the breaking up of the body after death, will be reborn in a happy destiny, a heaven world, I do not go along with him in this. And when he also says that those whose understanding is like this understand correctly, while those whose understanding is different have a mistaken understanding, again, I do not go along with him in this. And when he also obstinately holds to and insists on just what he has known, seen, and experienced himself, claiming that this alone is the truth, the rest useless, again, I do not go along with him in this. Why is this? Because, Ananda, the Tathagata's understanding of the full analysis of actions is otherwise. With regard to this, Ananda, when an ascetic or Brahman says that beautiful actions certainly exist, that good conduct has its result, I go along with him in this. And when he also says that, indeed, he has seen some person who here in this life refrained from harming living creatures, taking what is not given, and had right views, and he has seen that at the breaking up of the body, after death, that person was reborn in a happy destiny, a heaven world, again I go along with him in this. But when he says that everyone who here in this life refrains from harming living creatures, taking what is not given, and has right views, at the breaking up of the body after death, will be reborn in a happy destiny, a heaven world, I do not go along with him in this. And when he also says that those whose understanding is like this understand correctly, while those whose understanding is different have a mistaken understanding, again, I do not go along with him in this. And when he also obstinately holds to and insists on just what he has known, seen, and experienced himself, claiming that this alone is the truth, the rest useless, again, I do not go along with him in this. Why is this? Because, Ananda, the Tathagata's understanding of the full analysis of actions is otherwise. With regard to this, Ananda, when an ascetic or Brahman says that beautiful actions certainly do not exist, that good conduct has no result, I do not go along with him in this. But when he says that, indeed, he has seen some person who here in this life refrained from harming living creatures, taking what is not given, and had right views, and he has seen that at the breaking up of the body after death, that person was reborn in a state of misfortune, an unhappy destiny, a state of affliction, hell, I do go along with him in this. But when he says that everyone who here in this life refrains from harming living creatures, taking what is not given, and has right views, at the breaking up of the body after death will be reborn in a state of misfortune, an unhappy destiny, a state of affliction, hell, I do not go along with him in this. And when he also says that those whose understanding is like this understand correctly, while those whose understanding is different have a mistaken understanding, again, I do not go along with him in this. And when he also obstinately holds to and insists on just what he has known, seen, and experienced himself, claiming that this alone is the truth, the rest useless, again, I do not go along with him in this. Why is this? Because, Ananda, the Tathagata's understanding of the full analysis of actions is otherwise. With regard to this, Ananda, when a person who here in this life harms living creatures, takes what is not given, and has mistaken views, is, at the breaking up of the body, after death, reborn in a state of misfortune, an unhappy destiny, a state of affliction, hell, then either before or afterwards he has done a bad act whose result is to be experienced as painful. Or else at the time of death he has taken on and adopted some mistaken view. Therefore, at the breaking up of the body, after death, he has been reborn in a state of misfortune, an unhappy destiny, a state of affliction, hell. And in that here, in this life he harms living creatures, takes what is not given, and has mistaken views, he experiences the result of that either in this very life or when he is reborn in further future existences. With regard to this, Ananda, when a person who here in this life harms living creatures, takes what is not given, and has mistaken views is, at the breaking up of the body, after death, reborn in a happy destiny, a heaven world, then either before or afterwards he has done a beautiful act whose result is to be experienced as pleasant. Or else at the time of death he has taken on and adopted a right view. Therefore, at the breaking up of the body after death, he has been reborn in a happy destiny, a heaven world. And in that here in this life he harms living creatures, takes what is not given, and has mistaken views, he experiences the result of that either in this very life or when he is reborn in further future existences. With regard to this, Ananda, when a person who here in this life refrains from harming living creatures, taking what is not given, and has right views, is at the breaking up of the body after death, reborn in a happy destiny, a heaven world, then either before or afterwards he has done a beautiful act whose result is to be experienced as pleasant. Or else at the time of death he has taken on and adopted a right view. Therefore, at the breaking up of the body after death, he has been reborn in a happy destiny, a heaven world. And in that here in this life he refrains from harming living creatures, taking what is not given, and has right views, he experiences the result of that either in this very life or when he is reborn in further future existences. With regard to this, Ananda, when a person who here in this life refrains from harming living creatures, taking what is not given, and has right views, is at the breaking up of the body after death, reborn in a state of misfortune, an unhappy destiny, a state of affliction, hell, then either before or afterwards he has done a bad act whose result is to be experienced as painful. Or else at the time of death he has taken on and adopted some mistaken view. Therefore, at the breaking up of the body after death, he has been reborn in a state of misfortune, an unhappy destiny, a state of affliction, hell. And in that here in this life he refrains from harming living creatures, taking what is not given, and has right views, he experiences the result of that either in this very life or when he is reborn in further future existences. In this way, Ananda, there is action that is unfortunate and appears unfortunate. There is action that is unfortunate but appears fortunate. There is action that is both fortunate and appears fortunate. There is action that is fortunate but appears unfortunate. This is what the Blessed One said. Gladdened, the Venerable Ananda felt joy at the Blessed One's words.